In chapter number 3, Titus in chapter number 3. I promise I don't have notes. I was just thinking about just being gone for 2 weeks. I want to leave with some thoughts. Amen. Leave you with some thoughts. And I would ask, continue to just pray. My voice is strained, and I just pray that heals right. And so the last few songs I wasn't even singing, so pray for that. And then also, I really seriously am asking that you'd pray my mind would rest. And when you think all the time, it's good not to think. And I need to not think for a few days. And you can ask my wife, I am always talking to myself. Not being weird, just like thinking about preaching. And I do that. And I'm just telling you, my mind needs to rest. And so I pray that you'd ask the Lord to let my brain do that. But Titus in chapter number 3, again, I'm not going to be long. I really just want to... The Lord just laid these verses on my heart, and I think it's good for us to remember what we were, and if we would be mindful of what we were, it would help us to treat those around us a whole lot better. It really would. When we would be mindful that we used to be what we really get upset about other people being. Sometimes, even in this world and even among ourselves, but he says this, he says, but put them in mind to be subject unto principalities and to powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And you say, well, have you ever met a man? Yeah, absolutely. And Paul had too. And that's why he's saying, because that's not always easiest, is it? And we live in the time where it's like, man, we gotta all the silliness of magistrates and all these things. And he just said, listen, we need to be living this way. Why? Verse number 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes, and now he's going to start listing some things. But if you notice that this isn't a deep English lesson, but that's past tense. We used to be of them, right? We used to not be what we are today after we met Christ. We used to be, we were sometimes, past tense, foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That used to be who we were. That should be past tense in our lives. Is what Paul's saying. That shouldn't be who we are today. That should not be how we are treating men today. That shouldn't be, especially, he's talking about that way, how we're supposed to be that way. We're not supposed to be that way to this world. Are you with me? I mean, that's how we're not even supposed to act that way to a lost and dying world. Much more, can I say this, in the household of faith. We aren't supposed to be acting that way. And so that's how we used to be, or should be how we used to be. He says in verse number 4, man, it's a good change. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared. And I just beg you, you remember that day, amen, when the love of the Savior appeared, the love of God, the Savior, appeared towards towards you and towards all mankind. And God offered his love towards us. What a day when things changed. Amen. And no longer was I foolish and disobedient and deceived and serving diverse lusts and pleasures. Those things were to have changed. I'm not even supposed to be living in that way any longer, because God's came in and he's appeared unto man. Verse number 5, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed in on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Listen, I just want to encourage you to be living as if you have inherited eternal life. It's so easy to get bothered by the things that are happening in life. It just is. It's very easy to get bothered by the things that are happening among men, among principalities and magistrates. And it's very easy to speak evil to men when men speak evil to you. It's very easy to reciprocate in kind. And I'm very good at that. When somebody will attack me verbally, I'll want to attack them back. And we'll want to render evil for evil instead of rendering good for evil. And it's difficult to be gentle sometimes. It's difficult. And it's easy to, it's not always easy to show kindness unto all men, right? It's just not. And to be mindful even sometimes that someone might just need a random act of kindness. I'm not trying to be just fuzzy, but it's just sometimes we're just so bent up in our own busy life that we forget that this life is not what we're focused on and it's not what we're given to, but the eternal life that we have in Christ. That's what we're supposed to be living in. Our mindset is not to be on the temporal, but on the eternal. And when our mindset is on, removes from the temporal to the eternal, then we begin to have the mind of Christ. And guess what? There's not one principality, magistrate, rotten man, or evil worker out there, or those who are mean and unkind. Listen, the love of Christ, listen, was not offered for their sin. It wasn't. And when we have eternal life, listen, our heart's desire should be that we might have opportunity to share the eternal life we have. Now listen, I just want to encourage you to be of that mind. That's what Paul said, put them in mind, that we would be focused on things of eternal value and not on things that are temporary. We sing praise unto God because we have something of eternal value to praise Him for. And we offer praise unto Him. But we only have that through the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that we might be able to, listen, not live as we were, but to live as he has established us to be, justified by His grace, that we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I can have all sorts of things in this world that bring me down, but understand, by the hope of Jesus Christ, I am raised up into heavenly places. I have something of eternal value to be looking to. I want to encourage you with those words tonight. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer.